And as I've tried to show, democracy is in deep trouble in America. The financial crisis has inflicted hardship on a population that doesn't like to face harsh reality. President Obama has deployed the confidence multiplier and claims to have contained the recession. If there is a double dip, the population will become susceptible to all kinds of fear-mongering and populist demagogy. If President Obama fails, the next administration will be sorely tempted to create diversions from troubles at home, and that could be very dangerous for the world. President Obama has the right vision, but he needs to be more far-sighted. He believes in international cooperation rather than the Bush-Cheney idea of might is right. But he is preoccupied with many pressing problems. Reinventing the international financial system is not high on his agenda. Some of his economic advisors still seem to believe that the efficient market hypothesis is valid, except once in 100 years. The financial institutions that have survived are in a stronger competitive position than ever before, and they will resist a systemic overhaul that would curb their powers. What is lacking is a general recognition that the system is broken and needs to be reinvented. That's why it would be so important that the theory of financial markets I've outlined in these lectures should gain wider acceptance.